The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Jeff. Excuse me. Hold on a second. Let me hit my cough button. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Wednesday, 12th of February, 2020. 800-313-9443. What happened to that lady that was fired up and it was on Mike Rivero's show? And I called into the network and I said, have her, Lauren in Ohio, I think it was. I'd never heard her this excited before. And she was bam, 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 bam. And I think what is starting to happen is people are finally starting to listen to what I'm saying. You know, are you here just to find out what the latest, greatest news is? Or is this, we're watchmen on the wall kind of thing, and we're following all this stuff closely and we're reporting on it, but it's the platform. By the way, I was informed last night that a guy in Western New York, and thank you for this, called in with a $400 donation because what prompted him was JR in Georgia not donating to the network. And Mike tells me that there are people that do call him up from time to time and rag on him going, you know, not everybody has money that they can donate and this, that, and the other. You know, look, the guy does production here. He does the phones and the board and all that stuff. He's not the one you talk to about that. You know, I am just amazed. You know, maybe they think the message is going to get through to me. Mike wasn't going to even mention it. And we were having a conversation. He said something. I said, wait a minute, back up here. And then I pretty much had to pry it out of him. He doesn't like to get me upset. I can do that pretty much by myself. That is, get myself upset. But, you know, folks, come on. Come on. You know, I don't think I'm lined up with YouTube to get a grant. Because I ain't progressive. We already know their stance on conservatives. Amazing. At any rate, 800-313-9443. Now, there is some shakeup going in, emanating from the Justice Department. And it has to do with Mr. Mueller and the FBI. And the people that acted on this FISA report and all of that. It looks like the people are going to be called into question and they're going to be diligently drilled. You know, this was, in case you've been sleeping for a while, this was the political move by CIA and FBI to pretty much deep six Trump. One of the special counsel, Robert Mueller's former prosecutors, Brandon Van Grack, argued in a Wednesday filing that the case against Michael Flynn should not be dismissed in light of an egregious government conduct. because the FBI's extensive FISA abuse uncovered by the DOJ's Inspector General have no relevance to his false statements to the FBI on January 24th of 2017. Beyond failing to identify misconduct that satisfies the legal test cited in his own brief, that the misconduct be so grossly shocking and outrageous as to violate the universal sense of justice. The defendant fails to identify any government misconduct in this case, according to Van Grack. Really? Except, Flynn attorney Sidney Powell says the FBI excluded crucial information from his 302 form, the original draft of which stated that Flynn was honest with the FBI agents who interviewed him. And guess what? Guess who one of those agents was? None other than the infamous Peter Strzok. According to Politico, the prosecution filing also argues that a slew of failures that the Justice Department Inspector General found in the FBI's handling of the surveillance applications merits serious attention, but that the faults involved Carter Page, a Trump 2016 foreign policy advisor, and not Flynn. The government does not dispute the seriousness of the significant errors and omissions described in the report, Van Grack wrote. But the compliance and diligence failures and the significant errors as they relate to the Page FISA applications do not warrant or necessitate the dismissal of a charge against the defendant. Except they strong-armed the guy. You know, this is classic FBI tactic. And they follow that policy very closely. Kind of like, the analogy I give with the dirty diapers. You know, throw a bunch of those up against the wall and grab the ones that stick. It's pretty much how they operate. They gather all kinds of evidence and then sit around and construct cases based on evidence that they procure, supposedly, you would think. In short, failings by the same cabal within the FBI that handled the Clinton email investigation, the Trump investigation, and the offshoot investigations, meaning Flynn, Stone, etc., they don't matter. Flynn pleaded guilty in late 2017 to one felony charge of making false statements to the FBI during an impromptu interview held 4 days after Trump's inauguration. Which, by the way, Flynn had no idea it was an interview. He admitted misleading agents over contacts with the then Russian ambassador regarding Trump's administration efforts to oppose a UN resolution related to Israel, as well as false statements to the DOJ about lobbying a project related to Turkey. Now, and again, according to Politico, in 2019, however, Flynn switched lawyers, which was followed by allegations his former lawyers had mishandled the case. Flynn's new lawyers, led by Sidney Powell, a frequent Mueller critic, urged senior officials like Attorney General William Barr to review the case against Flynn and abandon it. And it's unclear what action, if any, was taken on that request. Powell also asked the judge overseeing Flynn's case, U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan, to grant access to almost 50 categories of information that the defense said could illuminate the unfairness of Flynn's prosecution. Sullivan rejected that demand in December, in a blistering opinion, by the way. The court summarily disposes of Mr. Flynn's arguments that the FBI conducted an ambush interview for the purpose of trapping him into making false statements and that the government pressured him to enter a plea of guilty. Now, last month, Flynn asked the court to withdraw his guilty plea, arguing that he was tricked into filing it under pressure from the prosecutors. Now, folks, the FBI, they're the square shooters, no pun intended, out there. You know, I was talking to Mike about this. I just saw the Richard Jewell movie, Clint Eastwood. Now, old Clint, he did this kind of as a personal pocket view of what happened to Richard Jewell. And he punches the FBI in the eyeballs a few good times. And this is all fact-based. This isn't Hollywood license here, okay? He stuck to the script. What the FBI actually did to Richard Jewell to try to trap him They brought him in under the pretense of they were doing a demonstration video because he was former law enforcement, well, for a time being, but he was knowledgeable in investigations because of his reading and everything else. They pulled him in under the guise of doing a training film for the FBI personnel, and it was actually an interview. Now, do I believe what Flynn is saying? Hell yes, I do. I'd like to get Richard Jewell on the program. Unfortunately, he died in 2007. And who did the FBI finally nail over that one? Oh, Eric Rudolph. But the way that story developed is an FBI guy leaked to a news reporter that wrote a story that got the ball rolling, and the government jumped on top of him and the rest of the media. Richard Jewell, he wasn't a hero, which was originally how he was portrayed for finding that bomb in that backpack, bombs, I should say, in Centennial Park. Turned around and didn't turn him from a hero into a scapegoat. Nah, the FBI never lies. Of course not. They never manufacture. They don't shoot babies holding mothers. They don't shoot unarmed men on snowy highways out west. They don't do that. They weren't there with the ATF to kill all those people at Waco. They didn't do that. My God, what's wrong with you people? And I'll never forget the haunting words of Lon Horucci. Home to kill. The guy that blew Vicky Weaver's head off. That just happened to show up at Waco. Kick back, relax in the back of one of their black cars. And some reporter gets a camera in his face, and there he is. Home to kill. Yeah. Today's FBI. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello, John. Again, great show. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you fine, John. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was on two different lines, the person that was writing that high water story too should also realize that Canada has two rivers in the northern part that they reverse whenever they want to affect the water in Lake Superior, which affects the rest of the Great Lakes too. So there are some some reasons why there are high waters, but they were also stealing water from the Great Lakes, Chicago was, so that they could develop their suburbs, you know, give them water access, and it came from the Great Lakes, so maybe they should give them more water if they're complaining about that.
Well, and I, like I said, John, I you know, you grew up around the Great Lakes, obviously, so did I, and I can remember, I can remember low water levels, and I can remember the beaches out on what they used to call the Chassee, that was the peninsula that jutted out and separated Sandusky Bay from Lake Erie, and at the tip of that, that's where Cedar Point is. And I can remember beaches being, oh, man, there was 100, 150 foot of beach out there one year, and the next year you go by, and, well, they were throwing rocks up there to stop erosion. And the lake was already up halfway up to the road. So it's been manipulated back and forth, as you said, for a long time. And most of the time, when the water levels are too low, they slow the release of water down the St. Lawrence and try to boost the water tables up a little bit. But neither here nor there. Climate change, really? And they're going to collect, and they're going to try to collect money from the federal government. And what do you think they're going to be spending on? The non-existent climate change? Where the hell do you put money in something that's non-existent? And how do you fool people into thinking that you're using funds to combat climate change when a damn thing doesn't exist in the first place?
There is weather manipulation, and we both know that. I mean, they did it up here in northern Michigan. Today was more our aerial spraying which they have to do and keep doing, according to what Dane Wigington from Geoengineering Watch, his research has exposed. But these people are just manipulated because they've been dumbed down from the get-go. Anybody that's 40 years old or younger has gone into the dumbed-down education department, and that's something they don't even realize. It was given to them by the great gift of our great leaders. But one other thing with this Corey Ford Feldman, your caller exposing what he is trying to get exposed to, that is true. A friend of mine, he's one of my guitar players in the band. I did rock and roll back in the 60s, and this young kid came into the band in the early 2000s. He has a record company outside of Detroit, and Corey Feldman is one of his artists that he does production with. So I've heard stories from that end, too. So we just have to accept the fact that Hollywood's always been decadent.
Well, Hollywood, there's only so much, room on the screen for actors, and you got to demonstrate that you really want to get up there, and you really want contracts. So, the casting couch, that was not a joke. That joke, the inferred joke was in Hollywood for a number of years, but that was standard practice. Hey, baby, how badly do you want this part? Come on over here and sit down next to your daddy. This stuff has been going on for a long time.
Well, the term Hollywood, too, is also supposedly a satanic word. So there's all sorts of, deep roots of decadence there. But great show, John, and we'll see what comes in the future.
Well, we'll see. The future is going to unfold whether we want it to or not. Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Sooner or later.
Sooner or later.
God bless.
I was thinking about today, I'm shaving my face in the mirror. When I stopped shaving, I looked at myself in the mirror. Oh, God. At any rate, shut up, Mike. It's my twisted sense of humor. And it came from my five-hour energy. So, okay. never mind. Let's just take the next call. Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren. Hello, Lauren.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm listening to you. I heard this lady complaining on a local talk show that her daughter had paid $2,000 because Obamacare, when you didn't have insurance, they'd fine you and they take it out of your taxes. I don't know. I don't pay taxes. I don't know what you people are doing, but she was paying $2,000 to not have Obamacare. And all I could think was, how stupid are you? You're going to give people a bunch of perverts and Satanists. I mean, Jeffrey Epstein, this all came out, and everybody still wants to give them money and do what they say. And I'm thinking, okay, well, if that's what you want to do. But I am praying for people to just really wise up and understand that you have all the power. What they want from you is your energy. They want your time and attention. What did Sean Parker say? See Facebook? Sean Parker, I think he's Facebook, one of those big computer outfits. And he said that what they wanted was as much of your time as they could get. Because in the end, your time's all there is. That's what this world is. It's us and how we spend our time.
Well, and I might as well finish my statement about looking at myself in the mirror and scaring the hell out of myself. is that, I'm standing there shaving, and the thought just struck me. What we do today and tomorrow is going to be, to a greater or lesser degree, what's going to shape the future of this country. And people are not looking at this, Lauren, in its proper light. And I have run out of different ways of trying to express that. I'm getting extremely agitated because I'm still hearing the same old complaints that I've heard for 28 years, hell, going on 30 years. When there are things, we're coming up on a break, I'll carry you over. And there are things we can do as individuals or group together with other families or whatever and start combating this evil that's sticking you in your eye every single day of your life. Hang on, Lauren, I got to take this break. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Lauren, did you hear yesterday's program?
I did not.
Really?
I didn't. I work and run back and forth, and so I have to catch you on the radio phone. I had to hang up in order to call in, and sometimes you can't get back in the queue.
Well, I'd heard you on Mike Rivera's show, unlike I've never heard you before, and you were on fire.
That was today, I think.
Yes, it was today.
Yeah, I heard Mike Rivera's show today, but I didn't hear your show yesterday.
You called into Mike Rivera's show today.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And you were full of fire, unlike I've never heard you before, and now you're all calmed down.
Well, I waited a couple hours because I actually waited to talk to you because I wanted to talk to you. But I get so hyper sometimes, I drive you crazy, and I can tell. So I'm trying to...
No. Don't tell me what I think. Okay, you're making that assumption, and I never thought...
I've known you for 20 years, and I'm so hyper, and I talk so fast, and I drive people crazy. So I try to, you know, I try to tune into the host, and you're a more subdued, you're calm but firm, and I'm hyper and fast. And so, no, it's the same... principles. It's the same thing.
You're the first person that ever accused me of being calm.
Well, no, you have a very steady pace about you. You're
Well, if you do this for a number of years, you better find a steady pace. Otherwise, you're going to kill yourself.
Or you burn yourself out.
That's right. That's right. Well, at any rate, okay.
Well, as far as solutions go, my point is we need to stop. I'll tell you what. I think I upset one of the, I like Farron's show on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I am stepping on toes or what, but somebody called and said, I think that woman is a troll, and she's messing up this show talking about, unity. And I thought that show was trying to get toward freedom in this country. Now, Farron, he doesn't have a problem with me, but I just want people who listen to that show also, because a lot of us listen to a lot of shows on your network. You have a very powerful network. But, the bottom line is if we tear each other apart, they're going to walk off with everything. That's the bottom line.
Well,
if we sit here and rip at each other instead of holding them to the Constitution, to their limitations under the law, instead of us jumping up and going to give them $2,000 because we didn't get Obamacare, or we're going to take vaccines because they say so, or we're going to give them our money, give them the fruit of our labor, that's our fault. And we can change that any time. And you can change it without consequence. And I'll tell you what, that's what I was going to mention to you. I would love it if you would interview Pete Hendrickson from LostHorizons.com on the book Cracking the Code. And I've heard him on your show before. I mean, he's been out for a while, and I know I've heard him on your network before. But if we just stop giving them money, all this pain will stop.
Well,
they don't use their own money.
Yeah,
they don't use their own.
Yeah, that, and along with let's shut down the cabal and the operation, that money for interest kind of deal. Yeah.
Well, that's odious debt, and we should just declare it odious debt and cancel it. The Federal Reserve, it's all fraud.
You got my vote.
This is my point. Okay, wait, now I'm back on my energetic soapbox. If we keep obeying a fraud, you cannot disobey illegitimate authority. You can't rebel against one that has no authority over you. The way this thing works, God made the men made a club, the club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to manage the maids and the butlers of the club. Now, the maids and the butlers have decided to put themselves in the master suite and tell us to, go mow the lawn while they sit in the house eating the master's food. And we sit here. We don't have to stay in this position, but because of our ignorance, because we gave them our children and let them run through the schools, and we were among those children. I'm 56. So, I was in the bad schools. I was in bad schools. I was in good schools. And even the good schools taught me lies. And so my point is, if we just go back to the Word, and you don't have to be a Christian to be one with, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Or,
now, these socialist kids don't want to do that. They want to free ride on somebody else's back.
Like the atheist that called me up that wanted to have a conversation and talk about the network. And he made sure right out of the chute, I'm an atheist. I'm a stone-cold atheist. I don't believe in God, and I don't believe in the devil. But admitted to me, who can argue with setting up a country and a society and trying to develop that culture based on the Ten Commandments? What's wrong with that? Nothing. And you don't have to be a Christian to agree that you shouldn't lie, you shouldn't steal, you shouldn't murder, and all those thou shalt nots.
Well, it's not you shouldn't lie, because Rahab lied and it was good, but you shouldn't bear false witness. You shouldn't do what they just did to Donald Trump. You shouldn't lie against people to cause them harm. And the thing is, everybody knows what's right and wrong, and everybody knows what's up and down and what's good and bad. The schools are there to teach your children to take on the lie.
Hold on a second here. I disagree with you on that one. What they're trying to do is mold a different mind and mindset that they won't know the difference between right or wrong.
Yeah, but you know what?
Hold on.
Okay.
I got you cranked up. Hold on. I got to take this break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. And by the way, I got a story for you here on the health care and what they're doing to people. You're going to love this one.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold. Arms and or legs often go to sleep. Sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back. All right, Lauren, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, with regard to the right and wrong, you can. We know what right and wrong is in your core. When you look at these, a man in a dress holding a child in his lap,
yeah,
in public,
yeah,
this tells you where society is. The kids squirm, they run away. Repulsion is natural because this is wrong.
Mm.
What they're doing with the schools is breaking us.
And what,
making us, it's like abortion.
Yeah.
They break you of the normal. What would, just normal, what would you want for yourself? Would,
yeah,
you want to be aborted? Would you want to be fondled by some pervert in a dress?
Yeah, and
just because your mother in the community is looking on,
and
public raping. It's,
and Lauren, this is why, yeah, I ask you if you heard the show yesterday, because This is one of the things that was on my mind, that these school boards all across this country, this sex education, we're not talking about the foo-foos that show up at the library here. We're talking about the supposed sex education that's going down to kindergarten now, with distorting what is male, female, what, as you put it, right and wrong. And if any sane people out there saw the curriculum, they don't know what's being taught in the schools. By and large, the American people do not know what their kids are being propagandized with. And that's why I was suggesting yesterday that walk out your door. You might have to walk a couple hundred yards. You might have to walk a couple of miles, but you're going to run into one of those repositories of the public fool system with your children sitting in it, getting propagandized with this crap. And a group of concerned parents go to that school and that school board and say, what do you think that you're doing? These people can be pulled out of their seats. There can be public traction behind this. This can be done away with. And everybody, it's a target-rich environment because every state, every community, every city has the public fool system that's doing this.
But people have been trained into, you know, helplessness. You know, it's learned.
Well, why do you think I'm getting so excited? Why do you think I get so angry when I see these things that people are sitting around and they've been lamenting about the same old crap for a number of years but never lifted a finger to do anything about it?
Well, here's the trick, because I'll tell you what, I used to be where you were at. I was hot all the time, and I just realized, you know, you'll burn yourself out. In the end, we come here by ourselves. We're going to leave by ourselves. You're going to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That's what this trip's about. So some people are going to make it, and some people are—they're not gonna. And I know the pain of it. I've mourned this country. I mean, I really, truly, 20 years ago, I ran for state school board. What you're saying is absolutely true. I was at the state house midnight on a Sunday because they were trying to bring curriculum into school.
You're divulging too much information to me, because you know what's going to be my follow-up to you is, well, you've had experience in doing that. Why aren't you doing that in Ohio?
Well, no, I did that until I realized that's not my job. It's not my job to fix the world or fix the state. Everybody's got to participate. When America was created, people came here, you know, people from Italy, people from whoever came here, you were working, buddy. You were producing fruit and living off of that fruit. There was no welfare.
Okay, but
there was no public.
Yeah, Lauren, I get all that. Let me step back a couple of steps here. My point in saying to you, since you don't like what's going on in these public schools, and yeah, you ran for the school board and all the way.
Well, I disagree with public schooling.
Okay,
it's the wrong thing to do. The Bible does not say to put your children all in one institution. So that 13-year-olds
the communists said that
all day.
It was the communists that said that, to have free schooling, public schools for the children to be used as a what? To be used as a transmission belt for the government propaganda. And that's exactly what is happening.
And see, but with our schools, when they started, what was the book? It was the Bible. I mean, you know, you were McGuffey reading, baby.
Yeah.
You were Ten Commandments thing. You were learning how to be productive. You were learning skill sets.
Mm-hmm.
You were, you know, we were America. We were constructive people. What they've done with these schools, this is when I ran. That's when I realized I had the complete curriculum. It was about 3 foot standing up in the air, all the stuff, and it was full of lies. So I knew they were lying to the children. I went to the state school board meetings. I tried to get things changed, and I realized that just little old me running with a bunch of a corrupt, it's like voting on electronic voting machines. You can be as sincere as you want, as honest, and spend all your energy chasing around.
Lauren,
let
me slow you down a little bit here. Let me get back to my point here. Don't you think that you'd be a prime candidate to at least act on one front? Of going after these public schools? I'm not saying you got to be the ringleader, but at least be the poor use of terms, but agitator. Get people excited about this. Get them get them looking at what is actually going on in these public schools. Whether it'd be kind of nice to get people that actually had children in public schools, but that's not an absolute requirement. To stop this propagandizing of our children, because this is continuing to go on and this is going to scar their little minds for life.
But this is what happened. I've got so much energy. So my choice is I can continue to spend my energy to try to make a bunch of other people who don't think the way that I think, who've been educated in the lie and like it there, and make their living from the lie. I can spend my energy trying to change their mind, or I can take my energy, homeschool my children.
Okay.
Make sure that they get this. You see what I'm saying?
No,
so
I see.
Out into the world that know the Constitution.
I see where you're going with this. And what have you heard me, Lauren, say about homeschooling your children? Yeah, that's great for you and your child or your children, plural. That's great for you, but it leaves the mechanism standing to propagandize those that are left behind in this cesspool.
But the second step in my program, obey God, keep your money in your pocket, that keep your money in your pocket part, that's where you stop giving money to the collective to supposedly educate these children in these schools, because that's not what the schools are being used for, and they haven't been used that way in a long time. So what I'm saying is we can keep trying to make this broken thing work, but it's broken, number one. Number two, it didn't work in the first place.
Yeah, but
it's not what God said do. The reason is then you don't get whole swaths of Nazi, of Hitlerjugend. You know, these millennials that want everything free, the free school, free health care, free, and by golly, pay me the president's salary when I'm a 23-year-old, know nothing, and have no skill sets. These kids are delusional. They're killing themselves. Why are they doing that? Because they have no joy, no purpose in life, no vision. They don't want to do anything. They just want to be rich and have what they want. That's a very empty existence. That's what I mean. You can't really develop the maximum person, the maximum man in that kind of situation, because there's a teacher cannot spend enough time with a child. And whoever, the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world, is the bottom line. And if moms and dads have better things to do than to spend their time with their own.
All right, Lauren, I'm going to pull you down here for a second, okay? Well, I'm going to pull you down. You got me out of breath. My point about this, and okay, I didn't know that you'd done that with the school system and all that stuff. My point about this is I'm not trying to change the school board members' minds. You keep phrasing it as if I'm not going to try to educate these people because they want to remain ignorant. That's not the point of this. The point of it is to get them to stop propagandizing our children through the use of quote-unquote sex education. They're doing nothing but warping these children's minds. If we can just stop that, then your conversation opens up, excuse me, what is really the public school system for? Is this for education? It's a perfect camel with his nose in the tent and the humps are sure to follow kind of a deal. That was my point, Lauren. All right, I'll give you another minute and then I got to move on.
No, I agree with you. I'm just a little bit beyond where you're at with that in terms of just the whole notion of what they do with the schools. You know, now they've got the public health centers in the schools, and it's moved
Lauren, again, don't you think if people, this became news stories and actually made it through the filter of what we call the media in this country? Do you not?
Well, that's my point.
Yeah.
In Ohio, it did. I was on the news. I was on the radio. I'm on the radio all the time here locally. It's really quite the fight. And here's the thing. The Bible says that the gate is narrow. It says that everybody is not going to make it. Once I released the notion that I could save everyone, that America was going, everyone in America was going to make it, they're not going to make it. It's based on what you do. So my point to people is you have personal power in this. You'd better get yourself educated. You'd better get your health together, because you're not going to be able to get your pills. You're not going to be able to get what it is that's keeping you alive. So you better figure out how to live in the absence of those things. And you better keep your children close. Educate them. A lot of people are losing their kids.
Yeah. I got it. The political schisms that are intentionally created between the children and their parents. I got it. All right, Lauren, I thank you for your call.
And I thank you. I'll send you money.
Okay.
$60. I'm writing you. Actually, I'm calling it in because I actually had to go out and get my purse. So.
Okay. Well, then call it in.
Thanks so much.
I greatly appreciate that. Dan in Washington. Hello, Dan.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I'm actually the guy that called in Farron's show about Lauren. I actually like her. I think she's a very likable person, and I hope she keeps calling the network. And I like to hear diverse ideas. I guess my point was just that when you call in every time and say race doesn't matter and all that matters is the Constitution and all this and the Bible and stuff, but the show, most of the callers, race does matter to us. And that's why I listen to this network and this radio, because
these
are the only two networks, you know, that people can say that. you know, as far as white guys getting together and saying, I want to, I'm going to be proud of myself.
Okay, or, all right. But Dan, that's because we're safe in doing that because this network is not about race. It's not about being a white national. Do you hear me parading that around? Do you hear me saying that, oh, by the way, today when I was looking in the mirror and shaving and I had this epiphany, I looked in the mirror and I thought, wow, what a great white guy you are. The problem is that all of this racism is centered around one thing, and that is to keep the sides fighting against each other. And now what what's starting to become apparent to a lot of people, blacks and Hispanics and people of color in this country, that, you know what? I don't think these Democrats really have our interest at heart. Whoa.
Well, yeah, I agree. And different shows have different themes on the network, which would be cool. I wouldn't care if you had like a Black Panther show, you know, but all of these groups have been organized against whites for about 50, even 100 years or so. So
no, it was the plan to use blacks and people of color against the whites to keep this contention going so it could arrive at today, where everybody, if you talk about something that adults should be having a conversation about in public, oh, well, you bring that. See, here's the trick. You start talking about anything, oh, see, you're just a racist. This is to shut down the conversation.
Yeah, I agree totally. But you know, the difference is they have a voice and white people don't really. I mean, I was actually driving through Chicago today and I heard Al Sharpton's radio show. Oh. And it's kind of, that was scary. But yeah, it's kind of like a black version of Farron's show in a way. Black guys are calling in saying, hey, brother, what are we going to do this election? What are we going to do? But, you know, if white people do that, then it's bad, you know.
Well, and that's because the premise has been set up that we can't transgress, be adult, and have conversations about things that really matter. You just illustrated my point. Dan, I thank you for your call, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. Well, do you remember me saying a while ago that if I would have been, through my divorce, lost my house, I couldn't have gone and even gotten an apartment because my credit rating sucked? And I was serious about that. I would have been living under a bridge someplace. Because what did they do? Oh, well, they ran your credit score to rent an apartment. Okay, the one thing that you would think that, you know, you got a right to at least live with four walls and a roof. Yeah. But you had to pass their smell test, and everybody is doing this. You make application to rent a house, an apartment, whatever. Guess what? We're going to take a look at your credit rating. Now, does that make a whole lot of sense to you, ladies and gentlemen? Because since 2008, people that were, well, considered to be on time, and they're good people, they pay their bills, they're responsible. How many people, since the greatest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind, oh, that's right, that was the 2008 banking crisis. How many people's credit was trashed? How many people's lives were destroyed? How many people lost their homes, their cars, their wives, their kids? And they couldn't stand anymore. They lost their own life, sometimes by their own hands. Whoa. But now, since we don't have Obamacare and the government isn't picking up the tab to make the insurance companies really rich, and by the way, your standard of care would have went through the floor. Hospitals use Experian's secret credit scores to determine who will receive medical care. I kid you not. Short presentation here from Experian's Health Solutions Can Help. Lead the way in healthcare. We're helping you lead the way in healthcare. They ask the question, what's going on? Top five priorities of healthcare leaders, according to a recent HIMS survey, Improving patient satisfaction, 87%. Improving patient care, 83%. Sustaining financial viability, 87%. Improving care coordination, 67%. Are you ready to increase and improve reimbursement, build stronger relationships with your patients, secure powerful identity protection, succeed under value-based reimbursement? Well, experience getting into the healthcare biz by powering U.S. Hospital with thousands of medical practices, labs, pharmacies, and other risk-bearing entities. All right, let's forget the music here, and I'm not going to read the rest of their crap. But here's the bottom line on this. 3,100 hospitals and healthcare systems are now giving patients a secret credit score before they're seen or treated. Thousands of hospitals and healthcare providers use Experience Patient Financial Clearance System to determine who will receive medical care based on their ability to pay their bills. Now, doesn't this seem a bit back-asswards here, folks? You know, we used to have fairly decent medical health care in this country, hospitals. People had money in their pocket if something popped up. Yeah, it might be a pain. It might be a little expensive. But then the insurance companies got mixed in. And then the government stepped in. And before too long, all your health care costs have gone through the roof. Wait a minute. We need national health care to get control of this. And now you're graded on your credit, which they, you know, you want to talk about the Mac Daddy of Hegelian principle here. They created the financial crisis by protecting the thieves. And then they tell you how bad it is, and then they come up with their solution. Well, we're going to have national health care. Well, that's the only solution. Your premiums will drop. You can pick what people you want to take care of your health. And it was all BS. And the people that wrote that legislation were the insurance companies and their lawyers themselves for their own aggrandizement. Now they're coming out and saying, well, if you don't pass our smell test and our credit check, guess what you're not going to get? You're not going to get any health care from us because we see that you have an inability to pay. They created a whole damn mess in the first place. And you've heard me say this 1,000,002 times. I don't care if you're in the hospital business. I don't care if you're in the car business. I don't care what business you're in. You make a product at a good price and you put it out there, people will use it. People will use your service. They will buy your goods. If it's put on a competitive basis, you have more than a couple of entities out there vying for your hard-earned dollars. Well, the time was that, well, the companies that succeeded, or the hospitals, or wherever, whatever, give it a name, I don't care. But they're out there competing in the marketplace. They couldn't compete. They didn't stick around. Well, thousands of hospital and healthcare providers use that Experian patient financial clearance. Experian likes to use the words to hide the fact that their system determines who will receive medical care. Bottom line, using comprehensive data and advanced analytics, our patient financial clearance solution makes the payment process a positive one by assessing and assigning each patient to the appropriate financial pathway based on their unique financial situation. Really? Comprehensive data and advanced analytics make the payment process a positive one. It's just corporate jargon for using data mining to determine if a patient is a good credit risk. As you know, companies like Experian make their money by data mining a person's credit history and then assigning them a credit score. And by the way, don't check on your own credit score because every time you check, it knocks your credit score down. Yeah. In 2017, Kaiser Health News reported that the big three credit reporting companies, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, would start including medical debt in people's credit ratings. Looking for new ways to make money, Experian has changed the way hospitals and healthcare systems treat patients. Experian's product page explains the real reason hospitals and healthcare systems are assessing patients' credit scores. To increase point-of-service collections and reduce bad debt, you need to quickly and easily determine which patients qualify for financial assistance and which patients have the propensity and likelihood to pay prior to treatment. Ladies and gentlemen, I grew up in a day and a time when you went to the hospital. First thing was, what's your name? What's wrong with you? not, excuse me, what kind of medical coverage do you have? Can I see your Blue Cross Blue Shield card? No. You went to the hospital. You got a medical problem. That was addressed first. And what would happen afterwards, after treatment was given, and you have, as a patient, you have a right to refuse any treatment. Okay? You could do that. But you go to the hospital with a complaint, and they would do their best to treat you, first find out what's ailing you, and then treat you. And then that was it. Well, not quite so anymore. Because now you're going to need a good credit score to even get past the people at the front desk. And time was, ladies and gentlemen, before everybody got involved, the government with the regulations and the insurance companies, and the fact that you can sue and you can't sue, and what's the cap on that, and blah, blah, blah. Medical insurances, after all said and done, manipulating the medical system in this country, you can't afford it. You can't afford it. I remember my mother years ago telling me the story about me going to the hospital, Westmoreland County Hospital, and having me. And I think the total bill was $600. And there were a few, and I won't say complications, but it, you know, some women, man, they can have babies like, you know, they just look at their watch and say, okay, the contractions are there. Okay, boom, baby's there. Everything's over and they're swaddling there. And some women have a harder time. But with the $600, that was it. $600. I don't even know what the hell the cost is. I'd be afraid to know what it is to go to a hospital and have a baby now. But the point being that the costs were held in check because it was a competitive market. And it didn't mean that because it was competitive, they would shortcut you. They were there to give you the service that you needed in the most efficient way that they could. Not by cutting corners, but by just being a competitive outfit, knowing their business, and knowing what to do. Bottom line. And now here's all this debate about health care costs. And now they're hammering Trump. Well, where's your health care proposal? We didn't need a health care anything in this country. We didn't need it before. And then we started with the little insurance pools to lower your cost. And everybody started coming up with little solutions. In the meantime, the cost kept escalating and escalating and going right through the roof. They want a rigged game. That's why they wanted that national health care. But more importantly, not for the profit, but for the control that they can glean. Sorry, rest of the world. Two things America still ain't got. Our guns taken from us and national health care. And we're going to keep it that way. Excuse me. We're not idiots like the rest of y'all. Falling for the claptrap that's put out by your government. We're from the government. We're here to help. Those words are spoken in this country. Everybody here knows. Duck. That'll do it for us today. Back with you tomorrow with another edition on the National Intel Report. Please, ladies and gentlemen, go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Make a donation. Don't want to do it that way. Fearful of snatch and grab with your information and data, all that stuff. I understand that. Here's our address, Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Drop us a little note with a donation in it, FRNs wrapped in foil, check, money order. We don't care as long as it's negotiable. We need your help, folks, and we need it now. Please. And again, my guy from Western New York, thank you for your $400 donation. I appreciate it very much. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back.
Just take the medical bed.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product,